Hi, this is the Next Chapter Emptiness podcast, and I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those of us who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join us for interviews of others who tell us about their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the same name, Next Chapter Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover now what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hey, 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 it's Brenda here. I'm so glad to be back. It's been so long. I feel like we've just been thrown curveball after curveball, and it's just been so busy in our lives and a few complications along the way, and so I haven't been able to be as present with my podcast, and I've missed it, and I've missed you listening. So thanks for tuning in, and I'm so glad to be back. So I wanted to talk about my college student. She came home for the holidays. I had told you before about how she came home. When was it? For my birthday. And then we had, she had 7 weeks, came home for my birthday. They had a long weekend, a fall break, they called it. And then it was 7 weeks and she came home for Thanksgiving, and which was nice. And then it was she went back for a week and a half, and then it was time to come back home for the holidays, which was super fast. And my husband's like, why should she come home at Thanksgiving if it's only a week and a half? But which I guess I didn't understand that at first. And I was like, no way, it's not that fast. It's not that fast, because most colleges where I live, it wasn't like that for them. So anyways, that's how it worked for her. And she was home for the month, and she just went back, so that's a good sign. She went back, and she had a great first semester, and it was successful, and she's glad to be back. Unfortunately, her roommate didn't go back, but she's looking on the bright side of things of having a room to herself now, and because if there's transfer students, they have another area, another building, and they tend to put them all together. So that's cool, and cool for her. She has the room to herself, so she made it into a couch and set up her laptop on top of the refrigerator, so she has a TV viewing area. We offered one of the TVs from home if she wanted to take it. She has one in her room that she could have taken, but she said no, she's good. So she's happy, and actually I got to go down there to drive her back home for Christmas, which was nice, a nice surprise. I had some time and used it, and so I flew down, and then her roommate had already left, so I stayed in the dorm room like a little college student, and I got to stay there, and then we left the next morning and got to drive home with her and somebody else from our area that she met down there. So yeah, that was really nice, and it was good to have her home for the week. She didn't work the first week. They hadn't put her on the schedule, even though she asked to be. So she ended up doing a ton of errands for me for the holidays, for Christmas and all. And I was so grateful. That was yes, I need a personal assistant all the time now, I think. After having one for a week, I could get used to that. I did get used to that. So that was a lot of fun, and it was just good having her home, and it just felt great, all of us hanging out, the four of us. We really didn't have dinner together. That seems to be my thing, let's have dinner together. And we did a couple of times, but between the kids working and their cousin came in town, and they were both, in and out, and their cousin stayed with us, and he was in and out, and so it was just very hectic. So we did it a couple times, but some nights we just had time together where we all hung out and watched Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, which was fun in itself. I always enjoyed that too. And just having everybody home in the same spot, it's just very comforting. So I did enjoy that. What else? And it was just hectic, very hectic time. We had family in town, and then soon after they left, my dog injured herself, hurt her spine. I had to take her to the ER vet, and it's called degenerative disc disease. And so basically, it's like a, what do they call it? Like a slip disc in people, but for a dog. So she's still on a bunch of medicine. We have to make sure she takes it easy, not to do the stairs, not to jump on things, which she likes to jump up on the couch and our bed and other things. And I think that's what caused it. I think she must have tried jumping on our bed. So no more of that for her. And she's getting up there. She's like 8 now. So, she's not a spring chicken. She's middle-aged. We all know how that goes. So gotta slow down a bit on some things. So, but she's doing better. She was actually paralysis had set in and took her to the ER vet. And then they gave her a bunch of meds, anti-inflammatory and pain meds. Brought her home and put her on those, and within a couple days she was sort of walking. My kid said she looked like a baby giraffe, which she did, and so but she was walking, and then it improved over the course of the week. So she's doing better. She's doing great. She's getting around. She keeps bringing us her ball, like expecting us to throw it across the room, and we're not going to, of course, but she really wants us to. And so her playful side is still there, so that's nice, but we just have to keep her calm. Otherwise, she's doing well. So that's a good thing. And hopefully to keep her that way. Before, when I had my little update podcast, I had talked about weight loss and going to the gym. Well, I still haven't gone to the gym, and I still want to, but I just haven't had the time yet. And I'll tell you about one reason why I can't go right now. And that is because of I had a procedure done. I had skin cancer found in my scalp by my it's a nurse practitioner who practices dermatology. And, I just thought it was a dry spot and just a patch of dry skin in my scalp. Like, I've had dry skin my whole life, but every once in a while there's a dry patch and eventually it'll go away, kind of a thing. But this she found on my yearly skin check and had it tested, and it was a slow-growing skin cancer. Now, she wasn't worried about it, and she sent me to a dermatologist to have it removed. And I went to him for a consultation, and he said he could do it, but I would have to have a procedure done with a plastic surgeon to repair it after he did the surgery to remove it. So that was back in September that I went to the nurse practitioner. I went to him in October and the plastic surgeon probably October-ish, and the plastic surgeon said I could do it in his office or the next day at the surgical center. And he was feeling my head, my scalp, like for any give. And I know how nervous that I can get. And I was like, if I'm having this done in the office and it's just a local anesthetic, like I'm going to be so nervous that there's not going to be any give. So I'd rather do it in the surgical center. And he seemed fine with that. Like, I think he was kind of leaning towards that, but was like, if you don't want to do anesthesia, I get it. So it was my choice, and I chose the surgical center. So I had it done this past week, and on Tuesday, I went to the dermatologist, and he did this procedure. It's called the Mohs procedure, and they remove layer by layer, and they do one layer and then check it to see if, the bottom has any more cancer cells in it. If it does, then they come and get another layer and test each layer. So instead of like just gouging out a big bunch, they just take a thin layer at a time. So he did it in the first layer and got it all. And I was like, wow, this is easy. You know, this is awesome. So I was so excited, so happy that he had gotten it, and just so relieved, because even though he didn't seem worried, my nurse practitioner didn't seem worried, the plastic surgeon didn't seem worried, you know, anytime the word cancer, I'm going to worry, as I think most people would. So it was just such a relief to have it gone. So then all day, I thought, you know, maybe I should have gone to the plastic surgeon right afterwards and had him fix it in his office. Like, maybe it was something that simple. You know, I don't know. Maybe I was being a wimp about it. And so then the next day, anyways, we go to the surgery center. And I'm lying in this bed. They've, you know, I did all this pre-op stuff like a couple days before. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is this all really necessary? And it just seemed like such a to-do. And then he came in before my surgery, the plastic surgeon did, and said, well, it's awfully big. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be. You know, I'm going to try to repair it as it is, but I might need to do a skin graft. So to do that, I'd have to get skin from your thigh. So I was like, what? Because this was like totally new to me, the first time hearing of this, and it was just a shock. So I just had to wrap my head around it first, you know, and get used to the thought of it. And so, you know, and he's like, well, you know, you have to understand, I didn't understand how big it was. And I'm like, well, that's okay, I understand, but you got to understand that I need to process this too, you know? So, and I was like, okay, do what you need to do. You know, I want it to be done, and I want it to be good, and I want it to be right, and I want it to be totally fine. So, I went under, and, oh, and I also said, hey, then I guess it's a good thing I picked the surgery center. And he said, yes, it is. So I was so relieved about that. And so it was a rougher surgery than I expected, especially because it went so well the day before. I thought, you know, oh, was I being a wuss about it? Because, you know, maybe it would have been just zip, 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 so, and there you go, it's fixed. But so I'm so glad I did go to the surgery center. He did not need to get a skin graft, and he was able to stitch it up. But it was a pretty major thing, and it was pretty sore, and I have a patch of hair that's shaved off and have these stitches there, and I need to clean it every 2 hours with hydrogen peroxide and then put ointment on it, which is a lot, every 2 hours. And I try to do it through the night, the first couple nights, and then I kind of slept sitting up in the recliner, which is so I wouldn't roll over on that side. I didn't want to hurt it, and I thought I'd put extra ointment on so that when I slept, I could sleep a little bit longer, which I really needed by like the third night. So so that worked out well, and it's been healing great, and they gave me pain medicine for it, and I've taken it a little bit at night just to make sure I sleep well. But honestly, the best thing for it has been ice, and it's healing nicely, and the ice has helped tremendously. And it looks really good. It's healing really well. Putting ointment on it has made my hair like a grease pit. So my sister came over, and they said I could wash it after 48 hours. So she came over and helped me wash it, or wash it for me. And so that was lovely to feel human again. And what else? Oh, I just want to say, oh, about it being, you know, I just thought it was a patch of dry skin. It wasn't a mole. That's all I'd ever heard. Like, oh, watch your moles, see if any moles change color. You know, that's a sign of skin cancer. Like, nobody ever said a patch of dry skin could be skin cancer. And I guess it's common for it to be in the scalp as well, which who would have thought with your hair being there, you know? So, you know, I get it when it's on somebody's cheek or nose, forehead, things that are exposed directly to the sun. But, you know, in your hair, I guess you don't put sunscreen, so it can easily get there. I mean, it's a little bit thin on the sides, you know, above the ear, so Maybe that's why. I don't really know. But yes, so if you have a patch of dry skin and it's not going away, it's not, maybe just get it tested. It doesn't hurt to get it tested, and then you'll know. And I'm so glad that I did and relieved that I did, and then it's gone now. So that's the best part. The hardest part, I would say, is that it's such white hair coming in. I'm like, what? Like, how... How white is this? I'm used to dyeing my hair, you know? But then I'm like, is that part of it too? Is that causing skin cancer by dyeing it? I don't really know. But it just makes me wonder these things. But it's such white hair. And I see these things on social media, like going gray gracefully. And these women look beautiful with it. But, you know, I'm just not ready for that. But just to see it so white coming in, I'm like, oh. But I don't know. And part of me today, I was like, maybe I should just shave the whole thing and start all over. But here I was like so nervous about just having a patch shaved. And then today I'm like, oh, shave the whole thing. But yeah, let's not go crazy, Brenda, because then I'll absolutely dread that. So I'm not shaving it. But anyways, that's what's been going on with me. So I've been busy with that kind of stuff. And so that's on the mend now and getting better, and I'm out of work for like 7 days, and I thought, well, maybe that's too much. Should I go back sooner? But, you know, if I do too much, then it starts to throb, so I'm like, you know what? I need to be home so that way I can sit and relax and not do anything. I can read a book. I can do a puzzle. I can take a nap. That's what I need to do, is concentrate on me and taking care of me, not worrying about how they're doing at work. Not worrying about when my next podcast is coming out, and not worrying about other things, but taking care of me needs to be the priority. And that's okay. What else? Oh, so yes, the gym is obviously off the list right now. No going to the gym, no heavy lifting. So, and I've thought about going for walks, but it is way too cold. Like, I don't want to be outside with these stitches being exposed, because it's been in the single digits around here. So I do take my dog outside, and that's it. That's my fresh air, is to take her out a few times a day. And, you know, it's good for her and it's good for me. So that's what I've been doing. What I've wanted to tell you is about my 50 new things. The last time when I did an update podcast, I told about the first two things. The first one was a spa day, and the second one was a cooking class. Well, since then, I've done a few more things. Number three was salt therapy, like a Himalayan salt therapy, and it was like this room full of Himalayan salt. And I went with friends, and we had these reclining lounge chairs, and we sat in them, and we got to, you just breathe it in, and they have like a meditation type of thing to listen to, and just relax. I'm not even sure if I dozed off. It's one of those things where, I don't know, I might have dozed off, I might not have, but it was very relaxing either way, and you just breathe in the salt, and it's supposed to be very good, for everything. And I think at the time I had a little congestion and stuff, so I did think that it helped. And then number four was at the same place, they offered an ionic foot bath. And this foot bath was, you put your feet in and it's supposed to get all the toxins out from your body through your feet. And so you put your feet in this and it does its ionic thing. And then the water turns within 15 minutes, 30 minutes, however long it was, like black and brown, and has bubbles and like curdled stuff on top, and like, and then it would tell you like each thing, like, oh, this color means it's toxins from your kidney, or this means toxins from your liver, and it was fascinating how dirty the water got. And I did ask about it, like, so what if it was in Florida, I'd gone on a girls' weekend, and I don't have one around here, so, because I've looked, And I said, well, what if my sister came back the following week? Would it look better? And they said, actually, this is like the tip of the iceberg. And so it would get worse before it got better. So that was interesting. I don't know if she's done it, but I'd like to follow up with her to find out if she has. And I wonder if that really, what really happens with that? Does it get better? How long does it take to get better? All that stuff. But it was fascinating. Either way. So then number five, I did a facial for the first time, which so many people are like, you've never done a facial? And I'm like, no, never. And it was just so relaxing. It was this young girl and she was so gentle with my face and just putting things on so gently and tenderly. And I'm like, wow, this is so relaxing. And it just felt so good. And I'm just like the type, oh, hurry up, slap it on. If I even put anything on at all, you know, it's just like a hurry up, rake the brush through the hair, slap on some cream, and let's go. Brush the teeth and go to bed. But to do it so gently was just so relaxing and amazing. And I'm like, okay, maybe my technique is off by a lot and maybe I could take some time and some tips from this young girl who is just so like touching it like your precious cargo, you know? And I was like, maybe I should do that, take more gentle care of myself. Like, it was just so nice. And I really enjoyed it. I'd love to do another facial again sometime. And number six was when I went to pick up my daughter from college that I rode a scooter. So they have these little scooter things, electronic ones. And they just drop it where they are, you know, put it, have it take you where you go, and then you just leave it somewhere in the city. And I guess it has some ID thing on it, and the city can find them and collect them and put them back where they belong and whatnot. And you pay to use them and get around the college campuses and stuff. And so there was one, and I was like, oh, I should do it. And then I'm like, wait a minute. And we had walked out of this restaurant after dinner, and there was like another restaurant down the way and people sitting outside. So I was like, wait a minute, maybe not, because I don't really need to break a hip in front of all these people. But my daughter's like, oh, I already activated it. So I'm like, oh, thanks. So she showed me how to do it. She rode it up and down. And then I got on it and rode it up and down myself. And it was fun, but they can go pretty fast. So I just had to take it easy on the throttle there to not go too fast all at once. But I'd like to try it again in daylight, first of all, and in a more open area, not on this brick sidewalk that I did it, where it's all uneven, probably not the best pick, and where there's not an audience. So maybe next time I'll do it again when I go down there. Then number seven, I went to a burlesque show. My sister was like, oh, you gotta go with me. My hairdresser does this. Let's go. So I had no idea what to expect. And it was lovely. Like, they're just also like dancing and telling a story. And, you know, they leave most of their clothes on. They take off their tops, but they have pasties on. So it really wasn't nudity. And, you know, I don't know why I'm such a prude. Anyways, but I just am sometimes. But it was very clean, very, like, their music, their dance, it told a story. And you know, some you could tell were very new at it, and some were experienced. And it was just fun to do. I would definitely do that again sometime. I mean, it's not like I want to go every week or anything, or once a month. But, yeah, I would definitely go again. And it's funny because my sister and I were like, oh, yeah, we're going out. We're going out, like talking all so big, you know. We're going out in the town tonight. And then the show was supposed to start at 8. And at 8:20, we're like, why is the show not starting? How am I going to get home and in bed by 10 o'clock if it hasn't started yet? Like, losers, you can stay up past 10. It's okay. So, and I think it was like 11 by the time I got to bed, but I lived through it. So, and it was fun. So I'm glad that we did it. And number eight is a rage room. I did a rage room with my husband. So that's where you go and you break stuff. So it's a new one in our area. like it's been there about a year, they said. And they get glass from the thrift stores, the pieces that they're going to throw out anyways. They buy them for cheap, and then people can smash them, and then they discard them. And then there's also electronics, and they get those from a recycler and pay a minimal price for that too. And then when people are done destroying them, then they go back to the recycler. So it was nice. It was good. But I did have to look through the glass to make sure it was nothing good, nothing valuable, nothing really pretty that I'd want. Some of them, I'm like, I swear I saw this at the thrift store I was at last week. So it was very responsible in that way. And you just go there, you have a lot of protective gear on, goggles and a hard hat with a shield and gloves, and you need fully enclosed shoes on, and you have the use of golf clubs, a sledgehammer, baseball bats, and you just have this room. And my husband and I went. I just gave it to him for Christmas as an idea, something we could do together, because I feel like sometimes we're always busy with the kids and we're always doing stuff for the kids, or, you know, I'm doing it with one kid, he's doing stuff with the other kid, but it's hard to get together to do stuff. So it was a date night for us. So it was very nice and it was a lot of fun, and you just break stuff. And they showed us around, and they also have a paint room where you can throw paint on the walls, and they'll give you a canvas and you pick what colors you want and you use it. And I could see doing that with my daughter and my niece. And then they also have, in the summertime, you can purchase a package where they'll bring in a car, and you and up to 10 of your friends can get together and tear apart a car. So my husband says he's interested in that, so we'll see if that pans out this summer. So just something different and new, and it was fun to do. And I like that I've tried all these new things, and I can't wait to try even more new things. I'm kind of on hold after my surgery, but I'm excited to get started, and I keep adding to my list, and I will share with you again when I have more things to share. So thanks for joining me. I'm so glad to be back in the podcasting realm here and to be podcasting again and chatting with you. And I have some interviews lined up, so I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you'll join me for those. Thanks for joining me today.